College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Tara Daly, Steve Mix from the Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We'll sit and spin with the 10 best songs about rain, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Got a few on our question. What do you think made you sick? Okay, guys. Babysat for a friend in June and caught norovirus from the kids, which turned into pneumonia. Bad enough for a 48-hour hospital admittance.
Damn.
My dad had pneumonia twice in the past month, and he was in there for almost a week.
Right.
Each time. And he had to go back because it just wouldn't go away.
I had pneumonia when I was in high school and had to go to the hospital.
Really?
Then I had it once as an adult.
Yeah, my mom gets it like once every 3 or 4 years, and it's into the hospital she goes.
Well, the problem is once you get it, you're susceptible to
it. Yep, that is it.
Guys, I ate smoked turkey that had been in my fridge for far too long. I was dumb and thought it was fine because I misheard something. Never ate it again after that. Lymph nodes. Scratched one until it bled. Apparently seeped inside me. Not quite sepsis, but a sudden fungal flush from the garbage I released into myself. Now I know. Last summer, I was cleaning out the bathtub that I have buried in my backyard for my ducks. As I was bailing out the duck poop, fortified water, some splashed on my face and a little in my mouth. Within hours, my guts were fighting off whatever bacteria was in the water. And for 3 days, I was either puking or crapping. But hey, lost 8 pounds. That from Rose in Tacoma.
Jesus.
Not me, but when my wife got sick was endometriosis.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Super underappreciated disease in many women. In fact,
supercalifragilistic endometriosis.
I'm sitting in a bar in New Jersey right now watching the show on YouTube because we had to come to New York to get numerous lesions surgically removed from her intestines.
Yep.
Sadly, it cost us about $30,000, but because there are only a few renowned specialists, it's what we had to do.
And now you're sitting in snow.
Great news is after 20-plus years of suffering, it's finally over, worth every damn penny and more. P.S. Ted, she would also pet the feral cat without pause.
Yeah, but the difference is Ted did not notice that the cat was all mangy and half bald until after the fact.
Cheers, boys. That was from Irish.
Because you wouldn't have touched that thing.
No, but his face had plenty of hair and stuff. It was just, yeah.
We were jeeping in the desert of Utah with my family and stopped a few times at the creek to let the kids play in the water. As we continued driving, I was drinking out of my water bottle, bottle filled with fresh, clean water, unbeknownst to me, by my daughter, out of the stream for her frog.
Mm.
I got violently ill with Giardia and had to miss my anniversary
Giardia.
Cruise.
Yeah.
Giardia, I guess, to the Bahamas because of it. My wife ended up taking her sister and sent me a picture of the happy anniversary cake at dinner. Lesson learned, double check that there are no rocks in your water bottle from the stream. Hello, guys. Brian from Seattle, now in Huntsville, Alabama. I am in the hospital recovering from getting my colostomy reversed. Last time I pooped in a toilet was at Overlake Hospital in 21.
We'll have to let Overlake know.
As soon as I do that here, they'll let me go home. I don't care if you share that. I sent you guys an email earlier letting you guys know I listened to your full shows going to sleep every night.
Yeah, saw that.
Let's see.
I didn't know you couldn't poop. That was not part of the original email.
How do I watch you live? Brian, we're on YouTube. KISW Rock.
Yep.
Watch us there. Miles had a tick burrow into my leg after walking our dog, and I had it for a few days under the surface of my skin.
Ah.
It kind of looked like a mole. My wife spotted it because she could see its leg sticking out where it burrowed in. Yeah. Was damn lucky I got it removed in urgent care and did not get Lyme disease. That from M. Okay, time for a few birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Just wanted to give my husband of 3 years, main squeeze for 10 years, a happy birthday shout-out. No words can describe except man of my dreams. He loves The Simpsons, horror movies, and always up for a good adventure. He would gladly take a Homer Simpson fish sandwich and take advice from Coach Ted. This weekend, we'll be flying to Vegas to celebrate his 45th birthday. Our lawyer's on standby for any unexpected shenanigans. Respectfully, that from Monica.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
Oh, his name is Scott.
Scott.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to Vegas for the weekend. First of all, I feel like you got to go pretty ape-ass to get arrested in Vegas.
I can confirm that I've had some questionable behavior. No, just kind of let it go.
Yeah.
With a warning.
I would also highly recommend, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, Ted, I don't think my body's Vegas pool ready. It's not. Either was mine. Go to a Vegas pool, man. They're awesome. Second of all, hit an In-N-Out. Skip the fries. Get two burgers like Miles and I do. Third of all, there's an old casino in the middle of the strip called Bill's. Cheap minimums.
It's a casino? It's just freaking Bill's Casino.
Wait, is that the one you said that had the $1.50 Bud Lights or whatever?
That was a different bar.
No, that is the stage door, I believe, that has the cheap bucket of Bud Lights, which is great. But, like, in the middle of the strip, because we were cutting through to go somewhere, like, nobody goes into this casino. It's still there. And you could play, like, even on F1 weekend, I was playing, like, $10 minimum craps.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, Bills. If you find Ryan down there, he'll buy you a beer.
That's right. Gentlemen, today's my 39th birthday, and I'm glad that I finally got to see you all at Live Night the other night. And it was great talking to Miles about golf while Thrill's eyes glossed over.
It's what we do.
With that said, for my request, I would love to have the Ted Smith do his patented Year of the Dog. LARP on and stay beautiful, that from Kelly the Man.
Goddamn right it's Year of the Dog. We're out there getting stuff done.
Guys, may I get a very special 40th birthday shout-out and some Dirty Germans and a couple of fish sandwiches for Chris. He is a longtime daily listener. It would absolutely make his day, not to mention help add a little entertainment on our long car ride back to Seattle after we celebrated his birthday snowboarding up in Revelstoke. Cheers, guys, and thanks. That from Jen.
Yeah, first of all, in Deutschland, snowboarding means doing cocaine. But because it is your birthday, I'm going to offer you a very special food item. It is known as Black Schnitzel. I'm the only one that can serve it to you.
Yeah, so I'm just glad. It's even over here in Germany, since we know you were up there in British Columbia. Did you wipe away their tears over the weekend?
Yeah.
Was they sad?
Silver's a good color.
Did they get a new Luge track with just Canadian tears?
Jesus.
Anybody else?
A couple of fish sandwiches too, Mike, for good.
Oh, yeah.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
A filet of fish sandwich. Anybody else get triggered watching the German bobsled team?
Why is that?
No. Why? What did they do?
A lot of dudes screaming very aggressively in German.
Oh.
Kind of triggered me a little bit. I was like, I don't know. What are they? They're getting all riled up again.
Yeah.
But they, even when they're happy, they sound angry.
Yeah, but when they're doing that four-man, there's coaches up there. It's a lot of big Germans, and like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, boys!
Yeah. I was just like, I look at my buddy, I go, I don't know, if I don't feel safe.
And finally, happy birthday to Brendan Looney. Give him a Traffic Jam Jimmy fish sandwich.
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Tell Jimmy we said hello.
Drink a car bomb tonight for him.
Fish That's sandwich.
Right. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Yaz a Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Thank you, Mom. A couple extra emails real quick, guys. I'm catching up on your show from yesterday on the Odyssey app. Thought I'd share my celebrity encounter with you. Back in 2010, dating a guy who lived in Portland and had just come in on the train and met him at a restaurant he worked at. So while he was finishing up his shift, I sat at the bar next to two gentlemen. Within minutes, I pulled a Ted and was chatting these fellas up. They bought me a few martinis. We had some good laughs and chatted for about an hour. As they stood up to leave, I thought, wow, these are some tall freaking dudes. After they left, everyone that worked there came rushing over to me and said, do you have any idea who those guys were? I said, no, I sure didn't. It was Larry Bird and his dad.
Oh,
they were two of the nicest tall guys I've ever met. Shockingly, we talked about golf a lot. Cheers, guys. That's from Suzanne at the 884 Pub.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very good.
Larry Legend, the hick for French Lick.
Ted, this one for you. Ted, which Sherman's Deli did you go to when you visited Matt down in Palm Springs? My family and I are headed to Phoenix from San Diego, but want to go to Sherman's on the way there. Take the scenic route. I was looking to verify if you went to the Palm Springs or Palm Desert location. Thanks in advance, LARP on. Year of the Dog, very respectfully. That from Kyle.
Kyle, I went to the original one in Palm Springs, but if you go to the one in Palm Desert, whatever one, they're the same. Like, MCTP goes to the one in Palm Desert all the time.
Okay. And one more.
By the way, we're taping a new episode of the podcast tonight. We've got on a local comedian from Olympia, Sam Miller.
Oh, really?
All right.
Yeah.
Ted, I was also born with three kidneys. I cannot donate it. They are usually attached to the other kidney and can't be separated. Usually one is not functioning fully. And no, you cannot charge for body parts.
Why not?
Not legally, anyway.
It's your body part.
Yeah, I want to sell it.
Like, if I had an extra kidney, I'd be, yeah.
Like, sorry, man. I know you need it. Like you said the other day, what's it worth to you?
Right, yeah. Also, just so you know, here on Sit and Spin, quite obviously, we taped this earlier in the day simply because these guys are not going to stay till 4:30 every afternoon. Trust me, we would be talking about Burger King at this point.
Yes.
The fact that we talked to the president of Burger King, there's no doubt about that. But based on the fact that, number one, we can't put this up on YouTube.
Right.
Number two, we don't want them here until 4:30. We tape it in the morning after they get off the air. So that is why we're not addressing it. I'm sure we will talk about it in great deal tomorrow, maybe on the program or whatever. They will.
Oh, Burger King,
in the morning. We should probably give them that audio, Mike, so they can they can play it on the morning show. But anyway, here you go on Sit and Spin.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Coming up, we'll drink a toast to the shot of the day at 5:08, and we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out with Mike Hogg at some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. The UK is dealing with an uptick of chocolate thieves.
But literally just people stealing chocolate?
Yes. They literally have to start putting chocolate and candy bars behind, like, locked...
So that's their batteries and Advil.
Yes. I don't know why, but the people over in the UK, we have a bit of a sweet tooth.
But here's the thing. Look, you don't want anyone stealing your product. I get it. I understand why. Batteries, not so much. I know resale later, but I understand why you lock up certain medications here because they're making different drugs, right? And you go, all right.
But chocolate?
Yeah.
All you can do is break out in zits. I mean, like... Mm. Is it that big of a deal?
It's kind of wild, right? Increasingly stolen and resold through illicit markets?
Yeah.
That's what black market English chocolate?
So if it's enough, like, yeah, I'm going to lock it up. I'm making a loss.
Is it that good?
No.
We used to steal candy from Rofo when we were hammered.
Sure.
But that was American candy.
Yeah, damn it. Made out of sugar
and
other things.
We would just eat it.
Yeah. That's the difference. If I stole something, it was for me.
Right.
Does that make me better? Is it better if I say, hey, man, officer, yes. I stole this for my own personal consumption or use versus I stole this to resell?
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe it does.
That's why they have rules on certain drugs that are like, it's personal use, right? I'm not selling it.
Right.
So it's like, all right, you caught me. I stole a bunch of fast break bars. This is 20 years ago or 20, whatever. But I would be like, look, officer, I was just a drug fat bastard. Like, I'm just eating them. I'm not making money off of it.
Right.
I was going to say, it's how you know you have a drinking problem when you steal a bunch of booze and then they hit you with intent to sell. Like,
of candy. Yeah, right. They don't care that you're hammered. It's like, son, you stole fast break bars.
Mike, I know I've told the story, but we would just reach under as the guy was checking you out.
Yeah.
So I got home and I was like, good news or bad news? Everybody's like, what? I was like, I got like 5 fast break bars. What's the bad news? Like, got a bunch of Rolaids, too.
Well, that's good news.
Well, back then, nobody really ate them.
I mean, now it is. But
now it
then,
is, yeah. Apparently, Bigfoot sightings have surged over the last 8 weeks in the UK.
Is Bigfoot putting himself out there? Can someone take a decent goddamn picture of me?
I heard your chocolate's fantastic.
I don't always walk sideways, goddammit. No one can get a picture of me, like, walking toward them. I'm always sideways, like I'm walking like an Egyptian.
I've heard the theory is because he's swinging. He's to have more relaxed walk.
Yeah.
Look out.
Yeah.
He's just sauntering.
Think of my Jeff Probst.
Maybe he's all right. Everybody's got some, they're all hopped up on chocolate. They think they're seeing Bigfoot.
Exactly.
Or maybe Bigfoot's attracted to chocolate. Maybe Bigfoot is stealing English chocolate.
The large-footed bloke over there.
The large-footed
bloke. Come on a small island and not be able to find him then.
I know. A headline from ExtremeTech.com, quote, James Webb telescope takes a first peek inside Uranus.
Oh, yeah, that was my shot of the day Friday.
Oh, okay.
You know, when we talked about the president of BK.
That's right. I'm glad I didn't miss so much.
Well, it's just the headline itself. And I was like, look, for me as a dork, the article was actually great. But the headline, like, yeah, see Uranus like never before.
Yeah.
That was another headline, man. There was a lot of them. There's no good way to write the headline.
Right.
It is. You could just say a planet you're familiar with.
Right.
But all the headlines I read, they're just like, exciting peak of Uranus. See Uranus.
They know what
like,
they're doing.
You can't not.
Yep. Put your thinking caps on, gents. Time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. I give you guys a 40% chance of success on this one. It is a noun brought to you by the letter U. And it is an informal adjective meaning very many or indefinitely numerous.
Umpteen.
You nailed it.
All right. All right. Good job. 40% chance. My ass.
Crushed it.
I did not realize that was a real word.
Neither did
I. To be honest with you.
Honestly, Merriam-Webster is showing me how many words I didn't think were words are actually
words. Are actually words, yeah.
According to a new study, what you eat in your 40s could shape how you sharp how sharp your mind is decades later.
That makes sense.
Yeah. If you're eating a bunch of crap, it's going to rot your brain.
Then guess what? Your metabolism's slowing down, all that kind of crap.
Exactly. So. You're slowing down, you know, getting back into physical exercise. If you're eating stuff that's putting you down, you're not moving. You know, how many times, the number of days where I've thought, all right, I'm going to get up, I'm going to work out today, and then I end up drinking, and then it does not happen.
I just end up drinking without thinking I was going to work out. That way I have no guilt.
Sure.
Is there any age you can just eat? Maybe your teen years, but like, would you eat when you're an infant? It's going to affect you years later. Would you eat in your 40s? Will affect you years later.
Other than you, Steve, you're a bit of an anomaly because you really can't eat and drink whatever you want and your body doesn't care.
Right, but there is a bulk of people I've known that, like, they seem to eat whatever they want. And it wasn't until later
40s.
20s or 30s where it caught up with them.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of the difference. So I think some people, like, there is an age they can get away with it.
And you'll find out.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
And I love that, too, because they always told me all of the secrets to staying in shape and doing well. Oh, yeah. Turnabout's fair play, jerk.
There's some crazy dudes on the internet. Like, one guy's just like, I don't know, man. Like, just don't eat. And you're like, what? He's just like drinking vodka, smoking cigs.
I mean, you'll stay thin. Yes. Right.
Yeah. I mean,
you're not healthy.
I think that's going to catch up with him, too. But he's like, yeah, I'm still ripped. It's like, yeah, all right.
Okay. Mm. Give it time. A survey found that Americans feel okay about their own lives, but think the country is the big thing falling apart.
Well, I mean, it all kind of goes together.
Doesn't it?
It does. I get where it's at, though. Like, all right, my situation, I'm handling me. I'm handling what I got going on. I know there's a few things that I got going on wrong, but it's like...
That makes sense.
The big picture out there is what's freaking me out. I'm okay here. Like, I've got this contained. I've got this figured out.
That makes sense. Yeah. If you can keep everything... Like, the world's a weird place. If you keep it at arm's length, you're okay.
Yes.
That's always kind of my position. Just keep your ass outside of my property.
Exactly.
Right, and that's the thing, too, is you can't do much about it.
Right.
Right.
Keep abreast of it. Keep the conversation going. But, yeah, there's very little that we can do.
I'm going to grab my wife's boob tonight. I'm keeping abreast of just one, baby. Just one.
Right or left?
Taking Mike's advice.
Mike's head. Fellas, take a breast of it.
I'm going to write world problems on one of her boobs.
Get the breast around.
And then hold it when I watch the news.
Mike said I could do this. He's on the radio. While they may not improve the air as much as you think, indoor plants can still improve how a room feels. So basically, there was a study that when I was like, good plants for your room, it'll improve your air quality of your home. It's like,
I mean, if you have a million of them,
exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. But it could help how the room feels, which is what decor does.
Also, something to take care of.
Yeah.
That's the part I hate.
Yeah.
Let's get a fake plant.
Nah.
Not for you?
No. All my plants are real.
We got fake plants here.
We do.
Which cracks me up.
Doesn't the gal still water?
About a year ago, she was looking at it. I said, it is not real. You work for the company. Do not water a plastic plant. She's like, thank you.
Well, that means it's a good-looking plastic plant.
It is a very good-looking plastic plant, but it's plastic.
Did you say it sets the tone and the mood, like in the room?
I mean, it can, for sure.
It changes how the room feels.
Yeah. She's like, what is that? I'm like, well, it's hopefully like you. It's a succulent.
Jesus.
Goddamn.
Ted with the game.
So you don't want a bush?
Those are, I keep those outside.
I got you.
You're in the house.
I mean, you'll take it, but yeah.
The succulent. Next we go to the ficus room.
Yeah. Mm.
Ficus. I think succulent's probably the only one I could name drop, too.
Yeah. Succulent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well... If it's just your bedroom and you're alone, you get a palm tree.
Hey, baby. All
right.
I mean, I've been lonely. It's a palm tree.
I just need a couple tulips.
I stare at the succulents and the tulips while fondling the palm tree. That's how guys buy plants. Tulips, I'm in.
Ted, you got a redwood, don't you?
Well, yeah, there's trees out back.
Bonsai. All right, Miles, what day is it, my friend?
What'd you tell me, National Bartender Day?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
so close, it's World Bartender Day.
Oh, meaning every bartender in the world.
Exactly. And you know,
what do you think, like you're excluded if you live in a different country?
Right. It's just, I think globally is the day that we recognize this day, you know. So we've gone through list after list of, you know, things to not do at the bar and whatnot. But the thing that we haven't looked about is what bartenders love about their regular. So we're celebrating the bartender, and then there's obviously people that they don't like seeing walking into the bar a whole lot. We're going to talk about the ones that they're okay with coming into the bar. So here are the top 10 things that bartenders love about their regulars.
I don't mean to, like, listen intently.
Well, we're both
frequent. I'm just thinking about names of people
now. Right? So I will say, at our local watering hole, I definitively know the people they don't like.
Oh, yeah.
But because they tell me, I feel like I must be one of the ones they do like.
That's where I was going to go with that.
And by the way, Ted, they never bring you up. So
not yet.
Every time they bring up Ted, it's always the same thing. Like, Ted was in here, man, with a buddy. They were tearing it up. Or, man, Ted came in here and insisted, I will not say who, but he's like, he does a little dugout.
Oh, yeah.
Ted's like, hit the spliff. He's like, dude, I was just so high, and then I had to go home. That's usually the M.O. with Ted. Like.
Bringing good energy. Regulars who make the atmosphere better just by being there.
Mm-hmm.
Which, that's what you want in a bar. You want it to be lively. You want people to want to be there. There's a bar that literally the wife and I will walk by, and we will never go in there, because if there's a fight in this particular area, it's going to be at this bar.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a place I want.
You ain't going to pick the time of day.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you know when to get out.
We did walk by there really stoned one time as we were watching a fight. We just sat there and watched. We got yelled at.
Don't watch this fight.
Exactly.
Thanks for watching. Like, hey, thanks for putting on a show.
What are you going to do?
Jump in. I'm walking a dog.
You're right.
Have I been to that bar with you?
Not that one. It's right. Close to it, but not that one. No. Being self-sufficient. Knowing how the bar operates. Where to sit. Not needing constant hand-holding.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Just wait, shut up.
Which I would think after a couple times of just being at that bar, you should kind of have that down. Like, I'm always awkward when I go into a different bar because I don't know when I open a tab, I don't know if they keep the card or if I take it back.
They'll let you know. Hold on, I'm going to ask you a question that I guess I shouldn't have.
Hang on there. No.
It's not that place.
Not that guy, no.
Suzanne, no. It's not that place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was asking.
I'm not down that way anymore, Suzanne.
I'm with you. That one does throw me off sometimes. Is that I'm just standing there like, Do I get it back?
Maybe right.
Keep, okay.
Like, I don't want to be that guy. Like, do I go up to the counter to order? Are you going to roll them around? Like, once you kind of get the feel for how the bar operates.
Sure.
Like, now you're good to go. Being observant of the bar's vibe. You're not leaning over the bar, waving, or taking up too much space.
Don't wave, man. Jesus.
Right.
They know you're there. That's their job.
Exactly.
They'll get there.
And it happened over the weekend. I was at a hotel bar during a massive thing that was going on. There was some sort of sporting event that was going on. The bar was absolutely raucous. I found an opening and I sat there and waited. I didn't wave. I didn't acknowledge anybody until she walked by. She's like, "Be right back. Be right with you in a second, honey." Yeah. Like,
you're doing your thing.
They are slinging back there. Top 10 things that bartenders love about their regulars: respecting personal boundaries, not asking to buy the bartender a drink, or oversharing, treating the relationship as friendly but professional.
Yeah, I'm not wearing underwear. Can I buy you a drink?
There's a handful of videos that I'll get on online where the bartender shows herself and then shows her regulars, and it's like, guys, she's just bilking you for your money.
Oh yeah,
stop being weird.
Yeah, there's a few of those that we know.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Is that the one that gets to talking about?
One of like three, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
She ain't into you, man. Keep tipping.
No matter how much you think she is, she is not.
It's not a strip club.
No, it's not.
And she's even told you this. I don't understand what you don't get.
Everyone's got clothes on.
She's going to clock out and bellyache about you the entire way home.
Mm-hmm.
Because you suck the beer out and serve. But hey, I have to smile and serve you. Yay. Let's see here. Knowing when to converse and when not to. Engaging in pleasantries, but respecting when the bartender is too busy to talk. I think we've all been that person sitting at the bar, ready to order a drink, and you got that one guy that just won't shut up.
Can we apply that to the cash register of any store?
Oh, God.
Starbucks, supermarket, all that. Like, I know you're making small talk, and it's cool during the period of your transaction. But now that I see that you have paid, you've been handed a receipt. There's a line behind you, and you're still talking another 90 seconds about some bull-ass.
Right.
That nobody, including the person who works here, gives a rat's.
That includes you, barista, and people going to baristas.
Yeah. Yes.
Stop. No, shut up. You see the eight people behind you. Shut up. You just got your drink.
That's actually what I was thinking. I was basically just like, dude.
Right.
There's a line. And frankly, I don't know you, but your story's boring.
Guess what happens to me? The seven people go and there's one more in front of me. Yeah. And that's the person that orders for the entire office.
Mm-hmm.
Eight drinks. Pulls out their phone.
Yeah, once I see that.
And like, I'm just like, you son of a...
Right. Nothing. And how do they never operate that well? Like, if I'm buying a seven drinks for the office, I'm going to give it to them on a sheet of paper, say, I'm going to be around the corner, let me know when it's done, get these guys behind me.
Yeah.
You know, get somebody else on it. Let me get out of the way. I know I have a huge freaking order.
Because you're not a douchebag.
Yeah.
I mean, there's your answer. There is no other answer.
Criminy, dude. Top 10 things bartenders love about their regulars. Kindness and respect. Obviously. Well, yeah. Simply being a nice person.
I'm trying to think of the job where that's not the case.
Right. Simply being a nice person who treats the bartender as a human, not a servant. The problem is that there's too many people that don't act that way.
Oh, no, there's a nest on.
Right.
For sure.
Just because you give them money doesn't mean you get whatever you want out of the experience.
Nope.
And I've thought about that. I've been out with people before that are rude to waitstaff. They're rude to cooks or whatever it is because there's something wrong with this. There's something wrong with that. It's like, okay. The way that I see it is, you know, I'm going into Ted's place. Okay, this is how Ted makes this drink.
Right.
You either like it the way that he does it or he doesn't. This is the way Ted makes his burgers. You either like it or you don't.
Right.
He will accommodate certain things. I don't like pickles. All right, we'll keep the pickles off. Other than that, you have it the way it is. You know what? You don't... He didn't cook it wrong.
You know what you do? You have it your way.
Right. This is what they
offer. And if you get a certain drink made a certain way at a certain bar, that's fine. But not every bar is going to make it that way.
It's not
They're
going
to make it the way it's supposed to be made.
Mm-hmm. Correct. We do know somebody that has been trying to get back to the former glory of a drink that she's been enjoying. But ever since she left our spot down there in Burien, she has never found anybody else who's made it right.
Yeah. My biggest issue is if I go into a bar, because I typically I just get a beer and I get a shot of Jack.
Yeah.
If the bartenders are familiar with me, I get the shot as I perceive a shot.
Yes.
If I have not been there before, they give me, as my wife calls it, an actual shot. And I'm like, what is that?
You're at the airport.
Yeah. Well, the airport, I know they got to measure
it. Or a hotel. Jeez, yeah. Oh, Mary.
They don't have around.
Come on, man.
I know.
You don't need that jigger. Get rid of that thing.
Exactly.
Throw it away.
Exactly. I still love that Ted called it out. No, give me one of them thrill shots.
No, Miles.
Or a Miles shot, right?
Oh,
but same difference, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No.
It's like a beer. Like, fill the glass. That's the point of doing it. You don't, like, fill my beer halfway. I don't expect that with a shot.
Being low maintenance. Ordering simple drinks. Not asking for complex off-menu concoctions. Right.
God, there's nothing worse than, like, the college girls. We're all going to get the margarita or the mojito. They got to muddle all this crap. Like, you mother.
Right.
Also, just read the room a little bit. Right, if you're at a bar where everybody orders in one line, that's not the time to get some complicated cocktail.
Patience during rush hours, understanding that the bartender is busy and waiting to be served rather than waving or snapping or ordering complex drinks. Exactly right.
Yeah. Or like sometimes after Sounders matches, we used to go to this one place and they'd have a giant line, right? But the bartenders did a good job. I mean, it didn't take that long. But I went up there once and my buddy was ordering something and I go, what the F are you doing, man? Well, that's what I like to drink. I'm like, look at that line. Just... For now,
beer.
Right. Give it half an hour. That line will die down.
Right.
Another nice move, if it's a bar you don't normally frequent and it's super busy, I'll typically go up there and throw an extra bit of cash away and just be like, I'll be back. It'll be the same order. And I'm telling you, they can have a huge line. They see you. You already took care of them. And you have not paid your tab yet, mind. They already have my drink waiting for them. And I'm like, right, that's the veteran move.
Ordering the usual.
Oh.
Having a predictable go-to drink makes service fast and efficient.
Yes, it does.
As soon as I sit down, they're pouring both of my drinks.
I don't say a word. I just walk in.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's done. It's already done when I open the door.
And I think bartenders shouldn't judge your outfit.
Uh-oh.
Well, men in cowboy hats can drink White Claws.
Was this Saturday night?
We were wondering why that was up on beer, buddy. We did.
It's like goddamn Ted. Right.
Oh, Cowboy Ted was out of hops and props. Yeah, later, he switched to a White Claw. People were like, Cowboys can't drink that. I said, Cowboys, you drink that.
Cowboys drink what they want.
Goddamn cowboy in front of you drinking it.
Cowboys can't drink that.
We may or may not have opened up beer, buddy, like, why in the hell is he wearing a damn cowboy hat? We got Cowboy Ted out here. Western Ted.
That's probably the best picture I put on there in a while.
And then this is the number one thing that bartenders love about their regulars. It's going to shock you. This is what they love about their regulars. Generous cash tipping.
Every time.
Cash.
Consistent.
Bring
good
cash.
Cash tips are highly valued.
Always.
Absolutely.
That's always the way to go. Like, put it on card, then we're going to pay the tip in cash.
Mm-hmm. A man in Italy has been fined for illegally dumping trash, but technically he didn't, Miles.
Well, who did? I'll
tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Hi. Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. In this shot, it was made aware to me by our very own Mike Hawk, who put it in an email link, and the subject just said, "This is so stupid." So today, we toast the German Natural History Museum in Berlin, specifically paleontologist Lorenzo Machetti, who I'm guessing is not from Germany, but probably Italy. Anyway, earlier this week, he announced that they had found a fossil in the, oh boy, Goldlatter Formation in the Thuringian Forest Basin. Anyway, he says the fossil, it opens new perspectives on the early development of reptiles. So the impression that was left in the fossilized mud shows it was made by a reptile about 3.5 inches long, and it was made 300 million years ago. They believe the ancient creature plopped itself down in the mud before moving on with its day. Now, they believe this because it's the oldest fossil on record of a reptilian butthole. I am not joking. That's the thing. So that's right. The reptile left a fossil of its leather Cheerio in the mud, kind of like a dog leaves its paw print in the cement. And in case you are wondering, and I doubt that you are, it, quote, smashes the previous record of a fossilized anus by 120 years.
It smashed that anus.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, they had a picture of it. When you look and they say it, you're like, that's a reptilian butthole. They're excited. Again, 300 million years old. So there you go. If you ever wondered about the oldest anus on record, there it is. Feel free to use that info at the bar tonight with your favorite bartender. So report, hey, let them know, Ted. They're going to be amazed. With, you heard about the oldest butthole ever. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hole, la bichola.
All right, it's going to get tested online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.